In today's Mishnah, so in the 7th and 8th Mishnah from the 2nd Parak Masechta Nazir, the Mishnah begins, Hareini Nazir L'Kesheye Li Ben. If someone says, I'm accepting upon myself to become a Nazir once I have a Ben, which can actually have two different meanings. It could even mean a son or it could mean a child. In Lashon HaTorah, it could actually be understood as being either a son or daughter. However, Mishnah says, if nolad lo ben, if he had literally a son, then he's a nazir. If he had a nolad lo bat, if he had a daughter, tumtum or drogonos. Now, tumtum or drogonos are individuals we've seen previously. There's a question mark on their gender, either tumtum because it's their gender-specific parts are covered over, or androgonos is because they seem to represent both. In those situations, if it's a bat, tumtum or drogonos, then the person's not a nazir. What we're learning from this Mishnah is by a neder nazir, it's very similar to what we've learned by nedarim in general. And that is that we go by what's called Lashon B'nei Adam, meaning when people say Ben, people on the street say Ben, they generally refer to a Ben Zachar, a son, and not just any child like we see Ben being used sometimes in the Torah. Im Amar, if he says, he's a Nazir K'she'ere K'she'yeli V'lad, if he says that once I have a V'lad, which is an offspring, in that situation, afilu nulad lo bat tumtum v'androgonos harezen nazir, it doesn't matter. As soon as it said Vlad, now it's really an offspring, then it doesn't matter if it's a boy, a girl, a tumtum or a drogonos, the person would have accepted the neder to become a nazir. Let's now learn Mishnah Chet. Mishnah begins, Hepila Ishto. Let's say the person said, Hari nazir kesheli Vlad, and unfortunately his wife miscarries. Mishnah says, according to the first understanding, Eino Nazir. The person is not a Nazir yet. In other words, you have to wait till there's another actual offspring before this Neder Nazir actually kicks in. Rabbi Shimon says, well, actually, no. According to Rabbi Shimon, he actually holds this case is a Safek. So therefore, he says, Yomar, he says, Im Haya Ben Kayama. If the child that miscarriage had reached already full term and would have been a Ben Kayama, fully formed child, and then constitute what we call a Vlad, Hare Ani Nazir Chova, then I'm becoming a Nazir now. V'im Lav, if however the child wasn't, it didn't reach full term, then Hare Ani Nazir Nadavah, then I'm accepting upon myself to become a Nazir Nadavah, a voluntary Nazir, and his original Neder Nazir that's dependent on a child would still be left hanging. What's the debate in this Mishnah? The debate here is, since this case is really a safek, in other words, we don't know whether this miscarriage child had reached full term or not, there's a debate whether one would become a nazir under those terms. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the first opinion, our Mishnah, he holds that when it comes to safek nazirut, a doubt regarding nazirut, we generally rule leniently. And that is because Avatanura explains that when someone takes a neder, he's not going to put himself lo machit inish nafshi asafeka. He doesn't include situations of doubt, or he doesn't put himself in those positions of doubt when he makes a neder, and therefore it would only be the neder would only be binding if it was a vaday, a certain situation of a vlad. However, Rabbi Shimon says no, even in the case of safek nazir, we have to treat the case stringently. So therefore, initially, if in the case of a miscarriage child, he says the person will become a nazir regardless, because you have to rule stringently, but he has to stipulate in such a manner that if it was part of the original neder and it's been engaged now because a child was a full-term child, then that's original neder. But if it's not, then he's accepting upon himself a neder nonetheless. The consequence of that will be what happens now after the miscarriage. The wife has another child now, a healthy child. Chazar v'yalda, well, according to the first opinion, now Harei's in Nazir, now is certainly in Nazir. Why? Because after the first miscarriage, we said, according to the Tanakama, according to the first opinion, which is Rabbi Huda, we said that he's not a Nazir, because in a case of doubt, we rule leniently. Now that we've had a child, we know that that original neder has finally kicked in, finally engaged, because the wife has finally had a child. However, according to Rabbi Shimon, who made this stipulation after the first miscarriage, he would also have to do it again now. Yomar, he says, if the first child was the Ben Kayama, meaning that my wife who miscarried, the child reached full term, and I was chayev to become a Nazir then, Harishon, then the first Nizirut that I took upon myself previously, that was my obligatory one that I took upon myself then. The Zub, and now, the fact I'm becoming a Nazir, it's simply voluntary. However, the Im Lav, if however the child, the miscarriage child didn't reach full term, and therefore it wasn't binding by my original declaration that you want to be a Nazir Keshia Li Vlad, Then the first time I was a Nazir after the miscarriage, that was voluntary. It wasn't bound by that original neder. And it's only now that that's becoming engaged, v'zeh chova. And it's that way Rabbi Shimon gets out of this issue of a safek, effectively by ruling stringently, becoming a Nazir both after the miscarriage and after the wife eventually has a healthy child. Those are Mishnah today.